Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Kruger Kapp on baseball, and we're going to talk about dog days and things that are really good in dog days. And then we're going to talk about veterans coming off the bench late and getting a big pinch hit. That is so good. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Well, Kipe, a great win for the Giants last night. Really one of the most significant victories of the season, and which means that Nick Hundley had one of the most significant hits last night when he came in late in the game and he pinch hit, knocked in two. The Giants took the lead, never gave it back. I mean, those are incredible victories for so many reasons. Obviously, you get the win, you put it in the win column, you're back to 500. But in the dog days of August, he just energized that clubhouse. Giants were fired up. They're fired up in the clubhouse. They're fired up on the bus after the game. I mean, that's the, you know, winning does that to you. That's the most valuable thing that you can do this time of year. Win, and win in that regard. It was just again, I can't remember a game this year that probably helped the team as much as that win last night.
Yeah, well, especially when you think about who started the game for the Dodgers, the matchup between Bumgarner and Kershaw, and you know, the fact that the Dodgers had lost the last three games late, and the two prior to that they'd lost with two outs and one pitch away from winning the game. So, but a lot of times, Mike, there's also some significance into who got the hit. It helps if the guy's really well liked, and he doesn't play all the time. And that's Nick Hundley. And Nick knows his job. He's a backup to a future Hall of Famer. And he knows that his opportunities are going to come because, you know, Buster's going to take a few days off from time to time. But to do it in a pinch-hitting spot, and, you know, look, when I got to the National League, that was my job. I was a pinch hitter. And you have no idea how satisfying it is to sit there for 8 innings, not do anything other than be a cheerleader, and then get the hit to win the game. You sleep pretty good.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets.
You sleep pretty good. And it wasn't just a hit. I mean, they were losing. It was a hit to tie and then take the lead on the first pitch or second pitch. I don't remember what it was. But it was really cool.
But you know what? That's
the right guy got the hit.
And the thing about that situation was you have an experienced hitter who went up there and he had a plan. He's facing a sinker baller from the left side, which means that Alexander, the lefty for the Dodgers, is going to have a fastball. It's going to run away from the right-handed hitting Nick Hundley. He's going to go up there and he's going to look for that movement and he's going to think the opposite way. And he's going to try and get him on the first pitch, because for a sinker baller, that's when he'll elevate to try and get strike one. Once he gets 0-1 on you, now he lowers his sights. Now it's a tougher pitch to hit, one that starts at the base of the strike zone then falls down below the zone. That's a tough one to hit. So the fact that you have an experienced hitter going up there, having a plan, getting it, and then executing, and that's, you know, really, that's why you have to have veterans taking those at-bats. I mean, well, you know, you had played every day for 5 years before you became a pinch hitter, and you rely on those at-bats prior to getting to that experience as a pinch hitter. And then when you have a plan and it pays off, I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Plus, if you're a bench player and you want to get some at-bats, it's really, really good for you to make the manager look good. Hundley was not hitting for a pitcher. He was hitting for a position player in Alan Hansen, who happens to be a pretty good hitter. So if you can make the manager look good, It's going to help you down the line. Maybe get another at-bat or two, like tonight. He's starting tonight.
That's what happens.
And maybe he wasn't going to start. Maybe he needed that hit to start tonight. Good. I'm glad he's in there.
It's Crooked Cap on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.